You're listening to the Twigo Fellowship Podcast. You're interested in the Twigo Fellowship, but want to know more before you apply. This series is designed to give you an inside perspective about the fellowship. We spoke with some of our fellows and alumni to give you their perspective. Thanks for tuning in to the Twigo Fellowship Podcast. Today, we would like to talk about the investment. Twigo is making an investment in you, but you're also expected to make an investment in Twigo. Your time, talents, and treasure. On the line, we have Brent Baltimore with us. Hey, Brent.
Hey, how are you?
Doing well. Why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Okay, great. Yeah, so I graduated from Chicago Booth this past year, so June 2018, and living in LA now, and I'm on the investment team at an early stage venture capital fund called Greycroft Partners.
Great. So how has Twigo invested in your future and success? And when did you see those skills making a difference in your career?
So Twigo has invested in my success in a number of ways. And for me, it really started out with the first kind of catapult event. For me, Twigo has always been an amazing network to be a part of, both as a fellow and now as an alum. When I was kind of going through the recruiting process and getting ready for, you know, venture capital interviews, part of the mentors that I relied on were Twigo fellows as well. It was helpful talking to people that were already in the space and bouncing off kind of thesis ideas and really just kind of hearing about their experience and then leveraging that knowledge and, you know, when it came to my recruiting process. And in terms of, you know, how I see the skills making a difference in my career thus far, you know, it's really been, I think Twigo, especially on the venture capital side, both has contacts and other, you know, alums, Twigo alums themselves are both venture capitalists as investors, but also LPs, so institutional investors. So whether it be the large kind of institutional funds that are giving money to or giving assets to venture capitalists to invest on their behalf, getting an opportunity to engage folks like that and hear from them, you know, how they feel about the industry and where it's going, and myself being able to develop those early relationships and really try to understand, you know, how I can grow potentially into their firms as I kind of come up the curve as a young VC and eventually with the goal of starting my own fund down the line, having and kind of building that rapport now is extraordinarily important and priceless. That's something that I wouldn't have. These are opportunities I would not have if I didn't have Twigo.
So Twigo has invested quite a bit in you. How have you invested in Twigo at this point as an alumni?
Yeah, I mean, it's on a number of, through a number of different channels, whether it be volunteering for panels or an interview process. You know, one thing I really do like to do is kind of engage current B-School candidates that are also fellows and try to pass, you know, really try to pass it forward in terms of helping them prepare for interviews in the VC space, helping them better understand where they can add value and best how to kind of sell themselves or crack that door open a bit more. That's, you know, one through kind of one-on-one engagement, but also through materials that they've created that I'm looking at or reviewing or passing on kind of the materials that I created for myself during the interview process. You know, it's definitely trying to pass the knowledge that I gained through being a Twigo fellow and now an alum onto the next generation, you know, of alums.
So what are some of the skills that Twigo offered that would have otherwise been missed if you weren't a fellow?
There's a few things. I mean, for me, from a venture capital perspective, the hard kind of quantitative skills isn't necessarily the main driver of the industry, especially for early stage companies. There's just not much kind of numbers to look at. You know, it's much more on the soft skill side. You know, you're meeting with LPs going to be investing in your fund. You're meeting with senior managing partners at, you know, some of the most storied funds in the history of our asset class. It's being able to engage with the Twigo boards, being able to engage with alums that are previous classes that are now managing partners themselves and having not only kind of like high quality discussions, but being able to provide value to them, even though I'm kind of just now entering the industry post-business school. Those types of engagements, those types of relationships, you know, we're operating a business where your network is a very powerful conduit of deal flow. deal flow is a very powerful driver of your success, both within, you know, my fund here at Graycroft, but also, you know, externally kind of across the industry when it comes to building my own trajectory. And having that opportunity to, you know, have these kind of high level discussions in some cases, and also deep strategy thesis development discussions in other avenues, is something that's extraordinarily important to me, and definitely a huge value add for my career from Twigo specifically.
So for those prospective fellows, what advice would you give for someone who's looking to join the Twigo Fellowship Program?
Well, a couple of things. I would say that really understanding the mission of Twigo is something that I personally identify with. I know a lot of fellow alums and current fellows identify with as well. You know, I would encourage them to really try to understand that and engage the Twigo team to kind of understand their thought process when it comes to the Twigo mission and how they can play a role in that. I would talk to as many current Twigo fellows and Twigo alums across, you know, there's a number of different business schools that are represented. You know, talk to as many people as you can. I mean, this is an opportunity to not only take your career in your hands and push yourself forward, but we all have a very much so a shared vision of mutual success, of helping to build the Twigo program and build up each other as fellow Twigo alums and current kind of Twigo fellows, and really kind of come together to help drive a mission that was developed years ago forward. And, you know, it's something that's, you know, very important to me, and it seems to be very important as well to a lot of my, you know, I will call them colleagues, my Twigo colleagues and fellows of such. And when I'm meeting and talking to anybody that's new, those are areas that I think are super important that they should dig into and figure out if, hey, is this for you? And if so, how do you plan on carrying that flag? And how can we carry that flag together?
And there you have it, folks. Twigo is making an investment in you, but you're also expected to make an investment in Twigo with your time, talents, and treasure. Thank you for joining us today, Brent.
Great. I appreciate the opportunity. Thanks.
Thanks for listening. Tune into our other podcasts about the fellowship, where we speak with other alumni and fellows about their experience as well. And if you still have questions, send us an email at apply@twigofoundation.org.